talk about the recently approved Windy Gap firming project. For those who may not have heard about this, what is it?
A lot of folks will be familiar with the Colorado Big Thompson Project, which was the first big Trans Mountain diversion of taking water from western Colorado to eastern Colorado through the Continental Divide. It's ground zero up in Grand County. So other interest on the Front Range decided that they would like to use this project to convey more Colorado River water to the Front Range. The Colorado Constitution does not recognize geographical boundaries such as the Continental Divide. And if you can gain a water right and prove out a project and finance it, you can move the water. So in the 1980s, the Windy Gap Project in Grand County was permitted, and it uses the Colorado Big Thompson Project to move additional West Slope water to the Front Range. Well, they found out that those water rates weren't so good because in some years they could not pump water and store it in Granby because Granby was already filled for its primary purposes. And then in other years, the water rights just wouldn't be in effect because they weren't priority because they were drier years. The bottom line is that these folks decided they need storage. So what they came up with is creating a new reservoir on the Front Range. Some folks might know where Carter Lake is, up above Loveland.
Right.
There's going to be a new reservoir at Chimney Hollow, one ridge over from Carter Lake, where now water can be stored from the Windy Gap Project. So in the good years, they can now pump water through the Colorado Big Thompson Project, and in bad years, they'll have stored water that these municipalities will benefit from their water rights. This has been a long-term point of negotiation and permitting. I think it might be 14 years. And there was a giant negotiation with West Slope interests, including Grand County, including the Colorado River District, because, again, under the Constitution, you just can't say, oh, heck no, we're not going to let you take this. They actually have a legal right. The Continental Divide is not a boundary when it comes to water law. So there was an agreement signed with Grand County and the River District where there will be environmental benefits for western Colorado, but without a doubt, the project will be able to take more water from the top of the hydrograph.
Opponents such as Gary Wagner, director of Save the Poudre, says that this project, it's basically bad timing for the diversion of 30,000 acre-feet from the West Slope and the subsequent dam. What are your thoughts about Wagner's opinion?
There are those who will always be of that opinion, that a dam is always bad and water storage is always bad. Nevertheless, there are those forces who want to create these devices, and for good reason, because people actually like to brush their teeth, they like to be able to take showers, and they like, unfortunately, perhaps to water their lawns. And that requires water development, which means taking water from rivers and streams and storing it and using it later. Well, you know, Gary and folks in his camp would wish that this kind of thing would never happen. There are those who have the power and the money and the know-how to make it happen. So you got to get the best deal possible. Now, without a doubt, this puts more stress on the Colorado River at a time of long-term drought and questions about a warming climate and how that's changing the hydrologic cycle. And, you know, we're getting closer to the point where the river would be considered, you know, fully developed if it's not already fully developed.
On May 22nd, there was an article in the Vail Daily that said the venture, and we're talking about the Windy Gap firming project, would construct the Chimney Hollow Reservoir with a proposed capacity of 90,000 acre-feet and further expend the Colorado River before fulfilling out-of-state demands guaranteed under federal law.
There is a ceiling to how much water Colorado can use, and that ceiling is prescribed by the Colorado River Compact of 1922. This compact allocated the river basically among seven states: Colorado, Wyoming, Utah, New Mexico, Arizona, California, and Nevada. And as a rule of thumb, 70% of the water molecules that flow by in our rivers and streams must go out of state to satisfy downstream interests. So there is a limit. And the fear is that if we exceed that limit, then legal actions will be taken to force us to curtail our uses in Colorado. That means people have to stop using the Colorado River water and let it flow by. Who are the two major users of the Colorado River? Of course, ag's big.
Municipalities,
cities and industry are the second. If there were a curtailment, then irrespective of who has the better water rights, it's probably going to be the cities that win, and agriculture could be the losers. So here in Western Colorado, if agriculture loses, then we lose landscape, we lose economy, we lose culture, we lose food production and food security. It would change the landscape, and we don't want to see a crisis cause Western Colorado agriculture to be the sacrifice zone for poor water planning.
Well, how can Windy Gap succeed if out-of-state demands are not taken care of before that water comes over to the Chimney Hollow Reservoir?
Well, that's because downriver state demands are being taken care of right now, and everything's well within a safety zone. But when you think about water, you have to think about decades ahead. We've seen levels at Lake Powell and Mead plunge in the last 16 years. So if you were looking for a barometer on how users of the river are faring and what they could face, look at the reservoir levels.
So I guess I'm wondering if the Windy Gap firming project is responsible water use planning.
Certainly the municipalities who benefit from that water supply think that they're being responsible because they're providing a certain water supply for their homes and industry. That's what's so interesting about water in Colorado, that when you isolate it and, you know, when you're in a vacuum, certainly the folks on the Front Range think, yeah, we're getting more water supply and our growth is protected. They think that's good water planning. But if they become the straw that breaks the camel's back in terms of Colorado River Compact obligations, then it's not good water planning. What's at stake here is a potential curtailment from overdevelopment of the river and loss of agriculture. If you lose agriculture, you're going to lose your food, your economy, your wildlife habitat, your de facto open space. Since we play on ag water, if it were to go east, there might not be the flows that we're used to in the rivers and streams to raft, fish, and just otherwise enjoy.
The Windy Gap firming project feels a little reckless. If one of the main ideas was to keep West Slope water on the West Slope and to watch out for curtailment and to implement water reuse strategies, it seems to me that the approval of Windy Gap kind of flies in the face of all of this.
It would seem that way when you look at it from that viewpoint, but when they started 14 years ago, we weren't as advanced in all these principles that we now profess to believe in. Colorado's water plan is merely a giant suggestion box. It's not law. What's law is the Colorado Constitution, which says the right to appropriate shall not be denied. What it means is the Continental Divide is not any kind of barrier to taking water. So if you have water rights, you can go and try and build a project, and that's what they did with the Windy Gap project. Fortunately, because there are better beliefs in that these things have to be negotiated out and there has to be benefits for all, it wasn't completely an old school negotiation. There are benefits to the West Slope.